playing the Rams in 2 days, if you guys haven't figured this out. So he's listed as questionable, and that's the way it is.
We take a look right now at the Philly offense.
Nick Foles, Arizona.
Foles throws, and a leaping catch is made at the 35-yard line by Alshon Jeffrey. And he takes the ball to the 24-yard line. And he goes at the 41-yard line. Foles keeps going deep downfield. He has two guys who are free. And together it is caught by Alshon Jeffrey. He and Aguilar have both beaten the secondary.
We played with a chip on our shoulder. We knew we were underdogs coming in. And you know, that's something we embrace. When our back's against the wall, you find out our character. And today, our character came and showed out. We won't quit. We can beat anybody.
Hungry dogs run.
Who let the dogs out?
Tonight.
Hey, Nick!
Good morning, everybody.
I'm out.
Right.
It's unbelievable. One of the greatest stories ever. And what? There's going to be a sequel? Oh, man.
Beast mode.
It's why sports is the greatest thing in the world. It's why sports is so riveting. It is so unscripted that you can't believe it. Sometimes the storylines that pop up, what transpired last night in the land of make-believe was just that. It was Nick Foles going back to the place where he came in relief of Carson Wentz as a 2-touchdown underdog, wanting to see with the whole town rooting for him. And the next thing you know, everybody on that team plays well, and he leads them to the victory. And you start to think, like, does Nick Foles have this special magic, Jason? Good morning, by the way.
He's like Fantasia.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
It's unbelievable that he's got some sort of magic. Listen, he played well last night,
mm-hmm.
but what he did that is most impressive. And as I sit here humbly, because I don't want to let everybody not know how much I love Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
All right, so I can take it. When I sit here humbly and look at Nick Foles and say, he can make his team better.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys believe in him for whatever reason. They believe in him.
Yeah.
They all play. When you watched that game last night, Jason, and you saw the defense play the way it did, the offensive line give protection, Wendell Smallwood, Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, how about Alshon, right?
Yeah, well,
oh.
You know, like, he throws it up. And, you know, he made one spectacular throw that we were talking about. But he threw a couple deep balls down the field and said, go get it.
Yeah, go battle for it, which is exactly what Alshon does. Yeah, you're right. It's like it's Fantasia. And I don't know, maybe there's something here. And look, I just want to put this out there really quickly, because just because we say we like one thing about Foles or we like one thing about Wentz doesn't mean we don't like that about the other person. So I just don't want to have that divide just because you say, hey, I really love this about Foles. It doesn't mean that the other guy can't. So let's talk about this in singular nature. But Nick Foles has this presence of calmness, I think, and his demeanor. Like, in the beginning of that game, I'm watching him, and he looked so comfortable, like he was sitting on a lazy boy with a nice couch in the pocket. And I'm going, boy, he just looks so calm. And if your leader's calm, you're calm, and you're confident. Because they, in the beginning of the game, they're starting to do some things, and then it compounded. And then you're right, the defense and Michael Bennett. How about Michael Bennett?
Well, he's played spectacular.
Tremendous.
The last couple of weeks.
And Fletcher Cox goes out on a cart and comes back, yeah. And is just a monster in the game.
Yeah, the thing about Foles is amazing, because there is some magic that he brings. And it's palpable, because this is not the same team
mm-hmm.
that we saw really all year long.
Yeah, it doesn't show up.
I mean, they slogged.
Mm-hmm.
The defense forcing turnovers.
Yeah.
That hasn't been there.
Jim right? Schwartz blitzing on the final play of the game. That was the, I mean, Anthony, he has something that you can't ever, like, it's not tangible. You can't find it on paper. You can't measure it. But whatever it is, I don't want to call it, but He just has an aura or a presence that has this effect.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because I do believe that he is a leader from that sense. But, you know, if you listen to Doug, and Doug said he simplified a lot this week, right?
Yeah.
So,
got rid of a lot of emotion and stuff like that.
No. Not emotion. He simplified.
Yeah,
he simplified the offense a lot more. And, you know, maybe that was needed. Maybe he just works better with Foles. Maybe that, you know, if you look at the two, I mean, obviously it's undeniable what they accomplished, but he certainly flourished. Wendell Smallwood off the shelf comes in and
looked like Gurley.
He played really, really well.
He ran so pissed off.
I was mad because I wanted them to play, I wanted them to run Sproles more because he had some success early. And so I was looking for that. But honestly, this whole team, they were a different, and maybe also the role of underdog just suits them. I mean, maybe that's just their DNA.
It's comfortable.
That they're not good for. It's funny. We talk about racehorses, right? There's such a thing. It's true in their DNA that they can't run when they're ahead.
Yeah, they're not a guy who leads.
Right. They got to be from behind. And maybe this whole thing, this underdog thing, it's just who they are, and it's real.
Yeah, well, you're right. It was real, at least for a night, and we'll go into it again on Sunday against the Houston Texans, or a 10-win team, and they got something to play for. But here's the thing that I take out of last night that I got to take with me today is that it was so much fun. Like, I felt like this season has not been fun most times for the Eagles. It's been arduous. It's been because we had such a high expectation coming off of Super Bowl, and then such a low expectation for many of us going into that game last night. And then, you know, you're tied at halftime. You're going, oh, here's the adjustment. Sean McVay's a genius. You know, Doug hasn't had his best season. How's this going to play out? And then they come out in the second half. And boom, they get out to a 10-point lead. You know, and then it gets real interesting at the end, but they're able to pull away with a win. It was stressful, but damn, I enjoyed watching that game last night.
It's funny because I didn't find it stressful at all.
No?
No. In fact, I'm a non-believer. Mm-hmm. All right? I'll say it again. I was a non-believer for the Super Bowl. I was a non-believer last night.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were doing that game last night.
Yeah, I didn't either.
No, I go into it and go, all right, well, you know, hopefully you don't get the doors blown off you. It's a make it a game. And so it's tied at halftime. I thought it was a big deal that the Rams, that they kept the Rams out of the end zone right before half.
Totally
right?
Agree. Yeah.
So it was a big
mentally,
deal.
Mentally,
right?
That's big.
It was a big deal. And that second half plays out, and it's funny because I thought the Rams got really tight. You know, the one thing that the Eagles and Doug and Nick Foles, those two, is that they're never tight, right? Nick Foles is never tight.
No.
His greatest attribute is it's a walk in the park, right?
Like,
that's it. No, I mean, just cool.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Chilled out.
You know?
Yep.
You know, BDN.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Watch his face.
So, but that's what he is.
BDN.
That's what he
that
is.
Was trending last night.
Right? But that's what he is. He's cool. And I watched that Rams team in the third quarter, and they were tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they run that ridiculous fake punt.
Oh, my goodness. When that
was
spot on the
really
field.
Really bad. You know, Goff looked freaked.
Mm-hmm. On that interception?
Completely freaked. And, you know, the one thing about their offense, and they had no Gurley in the third quarter.
Yeah.
They turn the ball over. Next thing you know, they look up, they're down 17.
Yeah. They're a very unfamiliar territory from where they've been this entire season.
Right.
But I'm thinking as an Eagle fan watching, going, 17, is that enough? You know, this team can strike really quick, but, you know,
yeah, and
it
listen,
got interesting.
And, you know, it got very interesting, and, you know, there was some debate as to whether you kicked a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I would have punted, but it's a good to see, good debate either way.
Yeah.
But look, man,
I was okay with it.
Yeah, I mean,
Jake was kicking a fine. It seemed like last night.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at the situation, which is no timeouts,
at a clock,
no timeout. And by the way, you know, the Eagles were helped on that drive by twice, including Gurley
knocking
out of bounds. Because you know what happens. you know, that's 2 to 3 plays that they missed out on.
Yeah, because they couldn't get out of bounds. The receiver on the left side, then Gurley on the right side. He makes a cut to the inside. That's just a lack of awareness. Yeah. And
well, it's, you know, Watt's playing hero ball.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it works, but look what happens. You cost your team.
Yeah, more opportunities. You're right. It is a Football Monday, and it's brought to you by Recovery Centers of America.
It's a great story, man. It's an amazing story. Listen, all you false people, call up, have at it, man. You know, enjoy it. God bless.
Yeah, and let's enjoy the day, because we haven't come in many days on a Monday where you're going, wow, the Eagles, they didn't just win the game. They beat a really good team on the road. And one more tip of the cap real quick. How about the crowd out there?
How about
these Eagle fans?
Yeah, that was a huge contingency in Southern California.
Oh, and they traveled to that game from out there and here and everywhere. I mean, that sounded like Lincoln Financial Field.
No, it was awesome. But I'm telling you, it's a lot. That's all West Coast people.
No doubt.
That were here.
610-632-0975. And it is a Football Monday, like I said, brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call one today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. Let's do the riled up segment. I hope you hit the riled up line. 610-771-9751. That's the number. Live riled up call. If you'd like to jump on the live line at 610-632-0975. Let's get right to the biz, Andrew.
Woo! That's what I call birds win, baby! B-A-B-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go!
Yeah! Wow, that sounded like he had multiple people on the chant. Either that or he had really good acoustics. That's a good way to start the riled up line today. What's next?
You know what it takes to play quarterback? Takes more than a big arm, takes more than big shoulders, and it takes more than a big head. You got to be able to work with those other 10 guys on your offense, and we got a guy who can do that. Franchise quarterback Nick Foles. Let's go.
Here we go.
Let me check with the franchise quarterback next to me, the Baxter. He has no reason. Nothing.
What's next?
I love some apples, baby. I told you Nick Beaton Foles was the man last week. I told you I'm off the wagon. I love the guy. Let him marry my daughter. But he ain't got it at the QB spot when he's hurt. You got to play the backup. Super Bowl MVP, Nicky Beaton Foles. How you like that, cuz?
Everybody trying to rub it in your face.
It's good. It's fun. Bring it on. Every once in a while, it's a good. It's really good. This is a great story. It's St. Nick's to the rescue the holidays. So we're comfortable in the bags there.
It's an undeniable great story. You're absolutely right.
Last year, Nick Foles came in when we played the Rams, and look what happened. It's destiny. It's fate. It's just so much has come to this moment where we've been counted out, and that's exactly what we love to ride on.
The underdog.
Well, there's something in this team's DNA that I think flourishes, right?
Well,
as the dog?
Look at the proof, right? If you look at the proof, how can you say they don't flourish in that role? Because they did last year.
Hungry dogs run fast.
Well, I guess there hasn't been many meals down at NovaCare lately, and everybody's a little hungry.
It's uncanny, though. Their back's against the wall. The season's over. You lose. And you're a 14-point underdog and you win.
Against a team coming off a loss and they're back home.
You know, no.
Perfect weather for
listen, it was a great win. I mean, it's amazing. They look like a different team.
Jason Peters looked like he turned the clock back a decade.
Yeah.
Like he was fleet of foot. Right?
Yeah.
What's next?
Man, I love you, Ginger Jesus, but Ginger Jesus, we don't rally behind you for whatever reason. We love Napoleon Dynamite. How's everybody doing?
That's awesome. We love Ginger Jesus, but we really love Napoleon Dynamite.
How's everyone doing?
Well, that's the thing. His goofiness makes him more endearing. You know what I mean? So... there's a report coming out that Dave Hackstall has been fired, Anthony. He has been fired as the head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. Hack, you will not see him no more. Word just coming down. Obviously, the last 24 hours have been very interesting. I'm looking for an official press release right now from the Flyers in my email here. But the Dave Hackstall era in Philadelphia John Bork, several others reporting, is confirmed. He is no longer the coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. They called up Carter Hart earlier today, but Dave Haxtell has been relieved of his duties as the coach of the Philadelphia Flyers after 4+ years as the bench boss. We'll see if an interim is named. And obviously, the speculation.
What about Quenneville?
Yeah.
Does that happen during the season? Does he take the job during the season?
Well, he may. I mean, my thing with him is always he's making $6 million, and he may want to wait till the offseason to get several teams involved to drive up his compensation and take the team of his choice. When you take an in-season job, you're limited because the amount of jobs are limited, right? So, but we'll see. Apparently, there's a lot of smoke around Joel Quenneville right now. I've heard a lot of smoke around Joel Quenneville. But the first part of that equation was for the head coach, for the position to become open. And now that it has become open, you can officially say, oh, Dave Haxtell.
Oh, won't see him no more.
Yeah, I mean, this is the least shocking news ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
You knew it was coming from the moment Ron Hextall was fired, and frankly, it was unfair to even keep him beyond that. And look, I know a lot of people were calling for his head, but he's a good man. I hate to see anybody lose their job. He was a good man, a good family man. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out in the long run. Made a couple of playoffs through a retooling, which is tough to do, but ultimately it was time for a change, and the general manager's out of a gig, and now the coach is out of a gig. And the most important thing now, Anthony, is who replaces him.
Yeah.
What's next?
Oh, we believe in him, within him, within him. He is the Holy Spirit. Nick Foles forever.
I felt like I was back in St. Simon and Jude at the church.
Oh, it's hysterical.
He had that chant, the perfect pacing on that,
forever
too.
Forever and ever.
How many times you heard it? Right.
Million.
Missionary that 97.5. Pew, pew, pew. Jim Shorts out.
Wow.
Jim Shorts had his incredible night last night. Next to Nick Foles, it was Jim Shorts.
He was a different DC last night. He had different approach.
Everything worked.
Yeah. Wow.
Is this real right now? Is this real? Nick Foles comes into the game against a team that's 11-2 and pulls out the win. If I hear one Folesian say one thing to my face, I will make waffles out of that. Wentz is the future.
Brother, you can come in the Baxter with me.
Hang out.
The present right now needs to be enjoyed by the Folesian Society and the rest of us.
Yeah.
We need to enjoy St. Nick for however long it lasts.
Hey, ride the wave. You enjoy the wave. Now, how many people can we fit in the Bagster? 3,300 pounds, I think, is what the commercial says that I hear from time to time. All right, that's a lot of people.
I know.
Now, if you got a lot of baldies, that's not your lessens your load, lessens your amount of people. But you got to see, we can fit a lot of people. We can fit a lot of fans in there if they want to join you. Into Baxter.
Well, here's the beauty. We get unlimited Baxters.
Well, you got a flat screen in the Baxter?
Yes, actually.
You got a custom Baxter? Like a nice setup, a sectional in the Baxter?
Fridge, yeah.
Beermeister?
Yeah.
I knew your Baxter would have a cappuccino machine and a fully
espresso
stocked wine
machine,
bar.
Right. And I do.
Top shelf.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a Baxter, man.
Yeah.
What's next, Andrew?
Yo, and Nick Foles took what you think of him and shoved it right up your gig. Super Bowl MVP, Pro Bowl MVP, and all the guy does is win clutch games.
Right up the giggy in the Baxter, I go.
You know, week one and week two, those games he didn't. Those weren't huge NFL. He went 1-2 in those games.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. It was a huge game, and he won it in LA. He played well. He and Jim Shorts were the heroes.
Yeah, they really were. You're right about that.
I mean, Smallwood, the whole thing. The D line was awesome, and all. Yeah. But those two stand out the most.
Out. Yeah. Yep. No question.
The scariest part about the Eagles' win is that they have to wear apparel on their head. First it was dog mask, now it's ski mask. And Nick Foles has to be the starter. That's a scary combination.
Whatever works. Whatever works. You win.
Keep it going.
You win on the road against the Rams as a two-touchdown favorite. Wear a clown costume. Who cares?
You hear that alarm? We've got ourselves a five-alarm, full-blown quarterback controversy on our hands in Philadelphia. The MVP, Nick Foles, and that washed-up, always-hurt Carson Wentz.
Washed
Forget
up.
Forget it. Just build an offense around Nick and go get free first-round picks for Wentz, and let's do it.
Oh, my God.
Washed up. Nick,
let me stay in the back there. I'm not going to come. I'm staying in the back there right
room,
now.
Room for Manor.
The last call.
I don't
call,
take up a lot of space,
I'm out. Carson, don't listen to that, Carson. even if you and I are dismissed and sent to, I don't know, some outpost like...
Peru. Want to go to Peru? Or you think it was something more like Anchorage? You wouldn't be good in Anchorage. You like to? You're tropical. You like to be in the tropical area. Yeah, Peru would be good for you.
Yeah, Peru. Nice.
I could see you in Panama.
Sure,
hanging out by the canal. You and Carson doing fishing in the canal.
Wow, dude, I'm not riled up at all. I'm just pumped. Nick, you're just like legit. Seriously, I speak for every Eagles fan. Thank you. We needed that, especially with the show from last week. So today, Monday, we can be proud.
Yes, proud. It was a great night. It really was. Great story, incredible moments. St. Nick has arrived again to unite us.
When they got that touchdown to get within one score, I did get nervous. I was
sure.
I knew this.
And by the way, I mean, that's what St. Nick brings. He brings good fortune, like the fumble. That literally... He was untouched as he was running, just dropped the ball. Yeah. Slipped out of his hand.
Now, Nick did it on the sideline.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He brings good fortune.
Yeah. He, like, gave him, like, the bewitched winked eyes or whatever.
He's got some magical element to him.
Does. No, it was I Dream of Genie. Remember she did the thing with the eyes and I Dream of Genie? Genie's hot, by the way.
I liked the other one.
Bewitched?
Yes.
Yeah. I liked them both.
There must have been some magic in that old Nick Foles you found. For when Doug placed him in the game, he began to chuck it around. Oh, Nicky the QB was loving on his team. And the players know he can really throw, and he flipped and won that game.
Let's make some noise, come on!
That's great.
Good job putting music
that was awesome.
Yeah, very festive. I like
that. Well, I was going to say, Nick needs his own. Look, we do the Christmas songs every year. Nick Foles needs his own Christmas song. That's when you know he's made it. He is now truly the St. Nick of Philadelphia. He needs a song.
Yeah, he's becoming a legend more and more and more. The legend status is already there because he was the backup quarterback that won you your first Super Bowl.
Right. And like, to do it again? It's unbelievable. The story is outrageous. Especially since it comes after the Cowboy game.
Mm-hmm.
After the Cowboys and the Grinch Jerry Jones tried to ruin our holidays.
Yeah. Well,
by paying off the refs.
You're right with the parallel of Rocky. Like, next year will be like, I'll take on Clubber Lang. Right?
Yeah, right.
And then Ivan Drago, I must break you. The whole thing. And he's like, all right, man, that's great. Well, how are you?
And first one, he goes after Belichick.
Yeah, he went right to the top of the mountain, didn't he?
He just went right to Belichick.
Well, Clubber Lang was the up-and-coming boxer, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to face Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, hey, man. Woman.
Hey, woman.
You want a real quarterback?
I pity the fool. Who dare to try to take what I got? All right, hit the roundup line tonight at 610-771-9751. Wow. And again, the breaking news. We got breaking news in the middle of riled up that the Flyers have relieved their head coach. Not shocking news, but breaking news. The Flyers have relieved Dave Haxtell of his duties. Chris Knobloch, one of the assistant coaches, is running the practice today, which would maybe indicate that he will be the interim head coach until they make a decision. I don't know.
Is the Q coming?
Conflicting reports.
It'd be awesome to get the Q.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's obviously the number one candidate you would want.
Q would be cool. Q brings him back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.